Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Today we're going to talk on today's call. We're going to talk about seven ways to turn nothing into something. I love it. Number one, let nothing stand in your way or keep you from doing what is right. Never let the opinions of others keep you from doing what God called you to do. Never let the crowd or peer pressure keep you from doing what you know is the right thing to do. When your cause is just, when your instructions are biblically based, let nothing keep you from doing what you know to be true. Numbers 22:16. And they came to Balaam and said unto him, Thus saith Balak, the son of Zippor, Let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. We've known people who fail to do the right thing for fear of what others might think. To know and do right and do wrong. To know to do right and do wrong, let me say it this way. To know to do right and do wrong is a sin. I didn't make that up. We didn't make it up. It's in the Word of God. James 4:17, Classic Amplified. So any person who knows what is right to do, but does not do it, to him, it is sin.
Wow.
Personally, I'm more concerned about what Jesus will think on Judgment Day than what any other person thinks.
Number two, excuse me. Don't hide, well, you get to hide nothing from the Lord because you know what? You can't.
It's true.
Psalm 94, verse 11 in the New Living Translation says, The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vain, empty, and futile, only a breath. You may be able to hide things from your spouse, your children, your parents, your pastor, your boss, or maybe even your best friend, but you can't hide anything from God. 1 Samuel 3:18 in the Classic Amplified says, And Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing. And Eli said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. When we are honest with the Lord, hiding nothing, obeying his instructions, then he is going to be with us in everything we do, and we can count on it.
Amen.
1 Samuel 3:19 in the Living Bible says, As Samuel grew, the Lord was with him, and people listened carefully to his advice. Wow. Yeah,
it's true. Number three, you want to have a reputation as a straight shooter, speaking nothing but the truth. President Abraham Lincoln once said, No man has a good enough memory to be a successful liar.
Mm.
Wow. Our reputation and credibility are established by whether or not we tell the truth, even when it's not convenient. 2 Chronicles 9:2. And Solomon told her all her questions, and was nothing hid from Solomon, which he told her not. I have a friend who's a very anointed man of God, but I never know when he's telling the truth. On more than one occasion, he has embellished the truth. Well, no, call it what it is. He lied. 1 Timothy 1:10. For whoremongers, for whom them that defile themselves with mankind, for man stealers, for liars, for perjured persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. The New Living Translation of that verse, 1 Timothy 1:10, says, The law for the people who are sexually immoral, who practice homosexuality, or are slave traders, liars, promise breakers, or who do anything else that contradicts the wholesome teaching.
Mm. Number four, if you're broke, you'll have nothing with which to pay your bills. Proverbs 22:27, Classic Amplified says, If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take your bed from under you? When we buy things on credit, they're not ours until they're paid for in full. You started with nothing, and when what you had was repossessed, you still had nothing. So we need to use wisdom in what we buy. What do you do when you're broke? Matthew 11:28 in the Classic Amplified says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." The relief we need to have is not from buying stuff. It's from God's presence.
That's true.
The scripture says that we are to come to him, not go to the mall or our BFF, best friend forever, or use some temporary diversion that makes us feel better for the moment, which in many cases only makes that matters worse. It just makes good sense to spend time with the one who can solve all our problems and not with people who get us into more problems.
True.
And not a few, but some, but not just a few, but all your problems, financial or otherwise. When we come to the Lord, he is our answer. So who should come? He says, all who labor. The Greek word for labor is in Strong's Concordance is G2872, and it means weary, tired, and exhausted. Worrying about money can definitely leave people weary, tired, and exhausted. And that seems to be a definite pattern for people whose money runs out before the end of the month, or who've been laid off, or feel that they're so broke they can't even pay attention. But he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened. If you get behind on your mortgage or other payments, that is definitely a load on your back and on your mind that you can't carry by yourself. But the Lord promises, I will cause you to rest, I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. When people buy things they can't afford with money they don't have, it does not ease, refresh, or restore a soul. Only God
That's
can
true.
Restore and refresh
yes.
and relieve
yes.
our souls.
Number five, there's nothing better than enjoying your work. Ecclesiastes 2:24. There's nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was hard, that it was. This I also saw, let me say that again. This I also saw, that it was from the hand of God. Now, I particularly like the Living Bible version of Ecclesiastes 2:24, but we're going to go through to verse 26, because it says, "So I decided there was nothing better for man to do than to enjoy his food and drink and his job. Then I realized that even this pleasure is from the hand of God. For who can eat or enjoy apart from him? For God gives those who please him wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away from him and gives it to those who please him." So here too, we see an example of foolishly chasing the wind. Ecclesiastes 5:18. "Behold, that which I have seen is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that hath taken under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion." You and your job, well, they can become fireproof, layoff proof, pandemic proof, and even pink slip proof that if you give your job to God and let him take you over as a new manager, owner of your talents and skills, with his help, you can turn your job into a high-paying position. Praise the Lord. Meditate on this powerful saying, little becomes much when God is in it.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Will Rogers, the humorist, once said, "In order to succeed, you must know what you're doing, like what you're doing, and believe in what you're doing."
That helps, 100%. Six, you have nothing. Listen carefully, really. You have nothing except what the Lord gives you. In John 3:27, in the Classic Amplified says, John answered, "A man can receive nothing. He can claim nothing. He can take unto himself nothing. except as it has been granted to him from heaven. A man must be content to receive the gift which is given him from heaven. There is no other source. And that's straight out of the source.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Everything we are or ever hope to be, it's all come from the Lord. Without him, we are nothing and we have nothing. In Psalm 89:11, Classic Amplified, it says, "The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all that is in it, you have founded them."
Wow.
Understanding that God owns everything clarifies our thinking and keeps us from making inaccurate and unscriptural assumptions about the things that we, quote, own in this life. When we finally get it that God owns everything and we own nothing, then it will prevent us from putting the things in our possessions into two piles, sacred and secular. The human tendency is to say, this belongs to God, it's sacred, and then this belongs to me, secular. But in reality, everything under the sun belongs to God.
That's so true. So true. Number 7, when we do what is right, nothing will be held back from us. Jeremiah 42:4. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Psalm 84:11.
This is a great and mighty scripture.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Now that's the way in the scripture to be able to face your day and claim it.
Absolutely.
If we can just declare we will walk uprightly, we can count on the Lord to be a sun and a shield.
And give us grace and glory.
That's right. And to not withhold any good thing. Really, it says in James 1, you know, everything comes from God.
That's right.
So.
That gives you something to shout about.
It does.
On a Friday morning.
Face your day, your last day of this week, if you've got to work.
Or any other day.
You don't have to tomorrow. You know, to go out there and go, Lord, I am in your hands.
It'd be a good time this weekend to have a conversation with the Lord, praising him for giving you grace and glory.
That's right.
And rejoicing that no good thing.
That's right.
Will he withhold from them that walk upright?
Because you walk
upright. That last phrase would be a great sentence to personalize. No good thing will he withhold from Beth that walk uprightly.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I like that too.
Go to haroldherring.com if you're blessed by the teaching of the ministry. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until 8:30 tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.